But now she lounges in my trophy.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex.
Wait, really?
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Yay!
With, for real? With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And special guest,
Mav.
Hey! Yay!
You didn't have quite the enthusiasm you usually go into it with.
I don't have a lot of enthusiasm at all right now.
Usually the person that you catch off guard is Jenna, but you got both of us today. All right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine. We have a drink.
Enthusiasm is not in the cards for me today.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Allergies.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. I sneezed today. It was very inopportune. my poor computer.
Oh no!
Oh, wow.
That was a part of my work day. Was resolving that.
Did you call tech support?
Shit!
Because I'm a girl, Matt?
No. That would have been great.
That would have been great. No, we don't have on-site tech support. We have to send in things and whatever. Oh no! Wait, no, we do have the new tech shop, I suppose. We haven't always had on-site tech support. It's interesting. Anyway.
What am I drinking? I'm going to drink this thing. So, it was just Easter, and I decided to come up with something that I thought would taste, you know, like a marshmallow peep.
I hate you already.
Because I love them.
You know, I have some at the keep, right?
I was about to say why, but then I remembered you like circus peanuts. So.
I do.
I actually like peeps.
Yeah.
In moderation.
Huh.
But so, I am not going to drink in moderation.
This is,
so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that is a problem. This is Coke makes an orange vanilla, like a dreamsicle Coca-Cola now. And so I've got a diet version of that. And then fuckers have it full bore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, did you give me diet?
No.
So okay. We're just drinking...
With whipped cream vodka in it.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is booze.
Yeah, I wouldn't just give you Coke to drink. Well, that seems like cruel and unusual punishment.
All right.
All right. Well, some lawn chairs.
Let's try it. I don't think it tastes like peeps, but I like it.
Huh.
Too much for you?
Too
much sweet? Too much syrup?
Well, finish your dinner, honey, and we'll pour you some scotch for dessert.
Too much something.
I love it. I'm down on this.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to pee frosting tomorrow, but I'm fine.
Cream cheese?
No, the problem is it's whipped cream. You got to make sure that you point the nozzle down or you just get air.
See, I think the problem is the Coke is getting in the way.
There's the what?
The Coke is actually getting in the way.
The vodka? Of the whipped cream?
Yeah.
The vodka.
Yeah.
I can see that.
A little bit.
Do you need a little more vodka?
Well, need is probably a strong word.
Some people have special needs. Mav has special wants.
I'm not going to argue that one.
All right.
Nope.
Not for you?
Not for you. That's all right. I'll drink it.
They can't all be winners.
Oh, no. I'll drink it.
Oh.
And I'll finish it. Because fucking science, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it is true.
Like it.
I mean, I'll finish it for you and you can have scotch. Yeah.
Well, I tried drinking it faster and that doesn't seem to help.
No, that's not where I was at.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right. I'll get you some shallow glasses.
I will drink everybody's leftovers. Yeah. James, you're driving.
All right.
Oh,
Jenna is triple fisting over here.
I saw a movie like
there we go.
Jenna's date had that
okay,
once.
I got this.
Confused.
I got. Whoa.
Oh shit!
I think James just had a stroke.
I don't think I'm the only one. What the fuck is going on over there?
Jenna's triple.
Are you gonna sneeze up another monitor?
I'm triple fisting.
What's about to happen? Oh shit! All right.
I did it.
I'm rather impressed you didn't spill anything.
I am. Very impressed.
I'm really good at balance.
Yeah.
I can't walk up or down stairs, but I'm really good at balance.
Just in general, or?
I can walk around with things on my head. I'm really good at not spilling things, but man, stairs are my downfall.
Well, we'll start you two off with the Benriach.
Oh. All right. So, hey, while he's doing that, Salsa, what have you been up to?
Fucking nothing.
Oh, good. Good for
you.
Happy
about it.
Excellent.
Living the dream. Yeah?
I'm trying to remember if I did do anything at all. I went to a... Saturday, I went to, like, 2 birthday parties and a meeting.
Oh. I went to a meeting on Saturday.
Yep. That was my day.
Actually, I didn't go to a meeting. A meeting just kind of happened at me.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Well, it was at my house, so.
Oh.
I didn't leave. Just people showed up and we had a meeting. Completely spontaneous meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Suddenly.
Flash meetings.
Whoa.
So this has been.
I had a date like that.
This is a gift from CDS Scotchbringer. This is a 17 year port finish, heavily peated.
I would like to try a sip.
So much better.
All right.
I'd like to try a sip of somebody's.
Yeah, the glass is getting in the way of this one.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that is tasty.
That's peaty and porty.
Mm. Oh,
my God. I want more of that in my face.
Holy shit.
Except that I have all of this to put in my
face. Wait, we're talking scotch yet, right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
With a question mark audibly placed at the end?
All right. No, that is a bit of all right.
That's fucking decent.
That is wonderful.
One birthday was for a kid.
All right.
You know...
So that was loud?
Kids, so it was the kids, and one birthday was for an adult. So it was like I got up and I went to the meeting at Jenna's house, and then I didn't get home until like after dark.
And they both ordered the same clown? I'm implying that it's you.
Oh, I understand the joke. I don't think it's funny, but I understand. On it, yeah.
Jokes are funnier when you explain them.
Huh. No, Chance, you're.
What the hell just happened?
Do go on.
James happened.
Oh.
James happened.
Tell us more, James.
Do we really want that?
Yes.
We do. Okay.
James.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Further explanation is required. Why was
explain
that
funny? The joke.
Because I am implying that you are a rental clown and that you appeared at the same birthdays and that means that they have very poor taste in clowns, which are usually funny, but in this case would be you.
The joke's not funnier.
For their birthday.
But watching you struggle to explain this thing patiently to Salsa is hilarious.
Go on.
So then you, who would not ordinarily attend anyone's parties because you're a downer.
And he doesn't like people.
And because you hate people, would then attend...
Misanthrope is the first real honest thing you said so far.
Two birthdays in the same day because they didn't check the Yelp review on the clown that they both ordered, who again, I'm insinuating, is you, Salsa.
I'm amazed at the fact that he's still going.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, please.
But see, I have more questions.
And,
I feel like if
and
this
that
was
clown that they chose is you, and
there's
that's sad.
There's a 10 that's
for them,
like every other
because
line.
They could have had a real clown.
Yeah,
we're just stuck now.
Right.
The answer is.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There we go. All right.
I do have a question, though.
Oh, God.
Not many questions, but just a one?
Early on, you remember when the story first started?
No. No one was alive back then.
Okay. Two questions, then.
Sure. All right.
You had said something about rental clown, implying, therefore, there are non-rental clowns. Where are these non-rental clowns?
I'm right here.
Also, Salsa...
God.
but Raider Lee can't return
that him. That is so not what I meant, but thank you for...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same clown. It's Salsa, but Raider Lee can't return him.
Yeah.
Go on.
He's out of warranty. So even broken as he is as a human being and a clown, he is no longer reparable under a contract that would have been issued at the time of purchase, vis-a-vis their wedding. At which point the clown, again, Salsa, is presumed to have been in functioning order.
No, it's not.
So that's what I did.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds like a blast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my everything. Mm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah, cheers. Oh,
what about you, James?
Yeah.
Bing.
What did you do?
I went to a bunch of Easters.
All the Easters?
Many. Many Easters.
But not
were
all
any of
the
them
Easters.
A Nor'easter?
Ooh.
No, that sounds
way better than my Sunday. I don't even
like
yeah.
fun. I did have fun going to these Easters though. I attended an Easter with my partner Bryn Berryhill. And her stepmom is Cuban, so there was so much food. I believe Cuban. That seems right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
Seems like yes, something you are correct. Should know.
Okay,
you are correct.
I doubted for a moment, and it would be insulting if I was wrong.
Okay, so now yeah. I'm doubting mildly, right. But I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like I knew
I think
this,
that's correct.
And I knew Cuban, but now I don't know.
Right.
Which is.
In any case, lovely woman.
Yes.
Astounding
yes.
cook.
No, she's
there was
totally Cuban.
So much food. So much food. And great company. They had guests over, and so I not only got to hang out with her family, but also, like, friends of family. And
nice.
It was a gorgeous day out, so we were just hanging out on the patio. And they have a tiny non-allergenic dog that is the
aww.
Sweetest, aside from Roomba, who is forever my puppy love. So,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
And then I went to Easter with my parents.
That's only two Easters.
Yeah. It's...
I feel like you set up expectation and failed to meet that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
'kay.
That's James.
Yeah, that's my
yeah. name.
Have you met
James? I was expecting at least a third, is what I'm saying. Like, two is... In my estimation, not horribly outrageous.
I mean, I also spent Easter morning at home.
Now asleep. I just feel like you're making it up.
Yeah. Sounds like you're trying to justify retroactively.
Just leave it at the two. It's
sure.
okay.
Yeah.
It's aww, okay.
Thank you.
Still disappointing.
It's not okay.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine
there's
with it.
Nothing he can do to fix it.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
For Easter, I went grocery shopping with my brother and got discount candy. That was
see,
exciting.
That sounds real good.
Yeah, and then I went to a Ville rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how I celebrate my Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rehearsal was much like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Erupting from your body. Uncontrollably.
For Easter, my wife had a rehearsal and I didn't leave the house. It was the best.
Excellent.
Mm. You might have the right idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. How about you?
Well, let's see. Easter was at my house. I had a lot of family over.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of family? What happened to them? Oh, God.
We had Easter at my house.
I understand.
He had a lot of family. And then they had dinner.
And then we had not so much family.
Yeah, they yes, played Clue, yes. But for real.
No, we...
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, though. I mean, it was gorgeous. So I spent mm-hmm. most of the day outside playing with the nieces and nephews.
Oh,
nice.
Realized very quickly that I am not as athletic as I once was. Playing basketball was... I can only imagine what it looked like to the rest of the family.
Those are harsh realizations, aren't they?
Yeah.
Then I made myself sick.
Aww.
That was fun. Being allergic to pork.
Aww.
Oh.
So
did you know that you were, or was this a new...
For like, this conversation, we'll say I didn't.
Okay.
But yes.
Is that because someone will be listening to this conversation?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Did you have an inkling but then verified it this past Easter?
No, I've actually always known that I was allergic. And normally I can take pork in small doses.
I understand this.
And it really doesn't bother me. You
kind of power through it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, like the occasional like a ham sandwich.
Type thing.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah, so...
That's me and dairy, I get this entirely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, very, very similar.
You got it. You just weigh the pros and cons.
Exactly. And normally, depending upon how the pork is cured, so Easter, okay, depending upon how it's packaged. We bought a 21-pound full ham. I didn't check the curing label.
Oh.
I got several bites into the first piece, and that was it for me for the day.
Not so good.
So
sorry.
No, it was still a good day though. You know, leading up to that moment, and then sick all day yesterday, so I got to stay home.
And, what did you watch?
What the heck did I watch? Santa Clarita's Diet. I got caught up on that.
How is that?
Amazingly funny.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I really enjoy it.
I watched the first episode and just kind of went,
Give it a little bit of time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a few episodes into it. You'll really appreciate it. The husband in it, for the life of me, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
I'll think of it. But he is.
Gerald.
Gregory.
Tommy.
Oh, these are great Nicholas. Names, but they're all wrong.
Reginald.
Johnny boy.
Don't worry. We'll keep trying.
Okay.
Philippe.
Ooh, no.
James.
Jorge.
Ricardo.
That would be great, but no.
Maximilian.
Esteban.
Caesar.
You know what? I should just look it up. but anyway, yeah, give it a few episodes. It's really good. You look like you have another name. Go ahead. Throw it at me.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. Sausage is always kind of like
that. He just always has that look.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do have another name.
The one that's not salsa? It's salsa.
Yeah.
So that might be it. Let me double check my sources.
Oh, God.
Only you spent 50 hours in any
Are
one
you talking
year
about the
shit.
Actor or the character?
The actor.
Timothy Oliphant.
Thank you.
Like a
Why couldn't
elephant?
You have just said that earlier? Because
this was way more fun.
Got it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That and I quit smoking about 2 weeks ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. To be fair, I am still using an e-cig. I use the Juul when I need it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But, a lot of people have told me that's a good way to
finally stop smoking. Did you start on fire? No, okay.
I told you, man. Two birthdays.
This is some good stuff.
I know, right?
All right.
So you went cold turkey, or did you wean yourself off? Or?
I mean, he does have the e-cig.
Well, yeah, I do still have the e-cig, so it's not really cold turkey, but cigarettes themselves, yes, cold turkey.
Cool.
Just one day woke up, got tired of coughing, and...
Huh. Weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Funny how that works.
I don't understand.
Funny haha or just...
Funny like salsa as a clown.
Yeah.
A rental clown.
A rental clown.
We do need to be clear on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Wow. This is some great scotch. Yeah.
I feel like this joke is going to get funnier as the podcast continues and we become increasingly intoxicated.
And somewhat sadder.
Yes.
But still funnier.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Good.
Hey, guys. I had a massage today.
Ooh.
I found out at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for a Fortune 10 company.
You said.
Sorry, we can't all be as awesome as I am, Salsa.
This is true.
That is true.
Wow. That's Okay. I'm just going to take it. So anyway. But
I'm a rental clown. Anything you've got?
So, like, I work at the company itself has, like, 15 different buildings around the Twin Cities, and it's an international company. I've got part of my teams over in Ireland. Like, mm-hmm. we've got just all over. But in we have one of the main headquarter areas in the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. And boy, howdy, is that all dolled up. I work in one of the offshoots that tends to hold a lot of the conferences and things like that. So it's pretty swank. Like, we've got a coffee shop. We've got, you know, like, exercise facilities, meditation room, like, bikes that you can just borrow during your lunchtime and just Jeez. Ride around. Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome.
Sounds rough.
But the main headquarters, which is just like 10 minutes away from my building, also has, so they have like a multi-tiered fitness center, and like a little convenience store. They have a bank in the building. They've got like an, I think they have a Starbucks, not a Caribou. No, it is a Caribou too. So they have a Caribou. they've got, a bunch of other, and they have a clinic. And I was like, oh, I should probably go in for like a physical or something. It's been a year and a half. It's not a bad idea to get your yearly in. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just use the clinic over at HQ. And I was looking at clinic offerings, and I was like, massage? And so I click on the little massage thing, and it's like, yeah, we've got like... This company, like, has a person come in, like, specific times throughout the week, and it's, you can use your HSA for a discounted massage.
Fuck.
I want that.
Yeah, I got that. That's what I did after work today. And, I mean, here's the thing, is that I am actually supposed to, like... do specific stretching things and get massages and stuff for my fucked up shoulder. So this is totally a medicinal massage.
Shit's legit.
It's I mean, right. I mean, it's the left shoulder that's fucked up, and I got a full body, but
because it's all connected.
It is. Yeah,
it's all like, connected.
If you're tense in your right leg, that left shoulder is just, it's going to be fucked. Yep. It's going to be fucked.
Throws your whole day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're going to be favoring it with your left shoulder, and it's just.
So yeah, I got today. I got a massage at the clinic that is in one of my fancy work buildings, that I paid for with my HSA at a discount. I did tip in cash, but because you can't tip with HSA dollars. Apparently, that's illegal. I don't know. It is pre-taxed health savings money. So
yeah,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's what I did with my day.
Well, that sounds rough.
It was hard.
Yeah.
I did. Well, I had to get up. The last appointment that they have for the day is about a half an hour before my work day ends. So I got into work early so that I could get out of work early so that I could get this massage. I'm doing it again next week. Fuck it. So yeah, I had to get to work extra early, and I got to stand in front of the windows, like just the wall of window that is the side of my office building, overlooking the creek with the sunrise coming. It was awful. It was awful.
I couldn't even imagine.
It's yeah.
I literally can't imagine.
I took pictures. They're on my Facebook.
My imagination is too low rent for that.
So yeah, that's my swank job and what I did at my office buildings today.
Nicely done.
Oh, also I was drinking espresso as I watched the sunrise because, you know, my team has its own espresso maker just for us. Because espresso, company paid for, whatever, no big deal.
So we're done here, right? We can all just,
I mean, I've also got shitty insurance and had to pay a whole shit ton of money.
Sounds like it.
But,
oh, yeah, your life is terrible.
It's Do you know how much my daughter's medical expenses were out of pocket?
I don't.
That's why I didn't make a joke about it.
Well, yeah. Look, even if I knew to the penny how much it cost, I would still make that joke.
No, and you should.
That's fair. On a scale of one to salsa, he's going to make that joke.
Damn right.
Rental clown?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure.
I don't even know if that's full salsa.
It's rental salsa.
Hmm. That's fair.
It's like a frontal assault on your senses.
But for rent.
Not the musical.
No, on your senses.
Because that would be weird.
On your senses, not your sense.
So just one of them.
Yeah.
Singular. Got scent. It. Got it.
Usually your does smell. Have a scent.
Yeah, there you go. Mm.
I'm glad we arrived at that station together.
Okay. All right. I also went to Double Blind last week.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Fuck, that was
good.
Pull
this podcast out of the doldrums.
Every once in a while, I try. No, Double Blind was awesome. Did that. Friday, there was a concert that I went to listen to. It was the final show of a band called Drug Budget. After 10 years, they're just retiring.
Oh.
Local band.
Huh.
Fairly popular.
I feel like I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Jason Kay is a huge fan.
Seems right.
And, yeah, Joe's a big fan, so we went to see that.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, while I was there, creepy guy standing in front of me kept asking for high fives and then got offended when I didn't give him a high five. And that was gross.
Yeah.
So then we left. I'm like, well, it was towards the end of the evening. I'm like, I'm just done.
And usually, like, when you hit those moments, anyway, it's like,
And the rest of my group was like, I was done like half an hour ago. I'm like, cool, excellent. Well, then let's just go. But yeah. And
I feel like I'm really happy that I've matured enough in my life. To the point where when I'm just done with something, I just leave.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in college or things like that, you're like, no, I have to stay until, like, the end or something like that. Now it's just like, no.
Mm.
No. It's, I don't care if it's 10 o'clock. I'm done.
That's fair. Yeah. But, I mean, it was a great time. Outside of that, ran into a lot of some people I hadn't seen for like years. And then Saturday was the thing. James, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, match game.
Yeah.
Can Can Wonderland.
Yes.
PG. Oh, I wanted to go to that.
Oh, it was good.
Fuck, that show was ridiculous.
Well, so do you want to talk about the show, or should I talk about it from an audience standpoint?
Why don't you talk about it from an audience standpoint?
Okay, so in the there's basically two rounds that are played of Match Game, and so they'll bring up two contestants for the first round and then two contestants for the second round, and one of the things that it's hosted by Tim Wick. And one of the things that he's started doing that is really smart to keep audience engagement is to start asking audience if they have a word that might match with the local celebrities, which I actually matched with David Rand McKay like four times. That creeps me out slightly, but only twice for drink tickets. But there was a little boy, like 7 or 8 or something, off to the side, and he kept having answers, and it was really adorable, like, and so then second round happens. They go to draw names, and the first name that they drew for second round was that little 8-year-old boy,
Alvin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so Alvin got on stage with a friend, an adult assistant,
Jasmine.
Yep. And they played against, I think his name was Chad or something.
It was Chad.
Okay. But yeah, another audience member, you know, an adult audience member, and it was hilarious.
Awesome.
It was fucking great.
Yeah. That little kid got a lot of points, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's delightful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the questions was one of those, like, well, here's the obvious answer, and the kid gave the obvious answer because kid.
Right.
Yeah, kids aren't afraid of overthinking things.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
it is going
to
be obvious answer, or it is going to be dragon because they happen to be thinking of that moment.
Yeah. Right.
That you've accurately described that round.
I have. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so, I mean, the kid won that round.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Wow. Yeah, by like That's 5 great. Points.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. At some point, the adult that he was facing, I think that was the round that he looked up at me and he's like, all right, James, this is going to be a weird answer. I'm looking to match with you.
Like, yeah, he did. Yep, it was that round.
Good luck, man.
Don't ever look to match with James.
No.
That's not...
Adult was overthinking it, and that's why he lost, huh?
If he was trying to match with me, he was definitely underthinking it.
Or over-overthinking it.
Or over-underthinking
it. Under-overthinking it.
Ooh, yes, that.
Because you're obviously overthinking everything.
But the thing was, like, I've always... with Match Game, I've always... matched with people and had pretty good luck with it before these last two times that I've played it, where Tim, at the beginning, he's like, you know, when you're up there and you're there as a celebrity, don't try to be clever. Don't try to, you know, whatever your first thought is, that's where you go. Just fucking James. Get something down. And then if you have more time... you know, then write something clever and erase the other one or whatever. But, like, I'm not going to give you a ton of time, so just get shit down on the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I've been playing these last two times. And, I mean, it is some left field shit.
Yeah.
Because
that's how your brain do.
Yep.
So you're not... purposefully overthinking, but you are overthinking it just because that's how your brain does.
Yeah.
So when you overthinking it, you're just thinking it.
Yeah.
So
see,
when Chad was trying to match with you, he was under-overthinking
that's
it.
That's what it is.
And that's what I'm saying.
Ah,
yeah.
Wow.
See, I'm gonna,
I've got logic.
I'm going to bet that it was over-underthinking.
Says the rental clown.
I actually made that joke a moment ago, so it's a rental clown that steals jokes.
And made it funnier.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a fucking blast, but I was
looking at things over here.
Definitely the, I was definitely the Match Game celebrity who was just like fucking out of nowhere. Answers from the moon. And I'm fine with that.
Speaking of the moon, should we take a break?
Ooh.
Yes. I think we'd better had.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Are you prepared?
I'm never prepared.
Excellent.
I just wing it.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James. What the fuck, man? All right.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm James.
No. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm so fuck. Sorry.
And I'm Mav.
And no. I'm Jenna.
No. None of this is accurate.
No.
I'm not going to say I'm Salsa. That's not happening.
Nobody wants to
be I'm Salsa. A rental clown.
Now I want to get you a shirt that just says rental clown.
I would wear it.
I believe that. I
believe it.
Yeah. All right.
Also, that would be a fucking awesome shirt.
Go on.
Well, it's cool.
Oh, God. No, stop. Okay. Oh, stop. Right. Stop.
Let's say, there's God, no way you have enough scotch for this.
Sidious. I know it's only been a week.
Challenge accepted.
No, we can always supplement you with a little Malort. That's
Oh. No. Oh. No.
I don't even want to look at the bottle to open it. So
we actually need to save that for a special occasion.
So we have a special guest here.
Uh-huh. Mm. James?
Yes.
Okay. Your new host. Surprise.
Nice.
You inherited.
I inherited?
Ex-herited.
Yes. Ex-herited.
This show is going sideways, that's for sure.
Cue initial D theme.
Hey, Mav.
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm Mav.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
That's
and we're gonna
formerly known as James.
Okay. Thank you. So what do you do? Yep.
What do I do?
This is the part of the show where we talk to you about you.
Fantastic.
All right.
Okay. What do I do? So I do a lot of different things. Currently in my career. I work for the Toro Company.
All right.
Okay.
That is a fun job.
The lawnmower, folks.
Yes. Well,
do you get massages?
No, but I will be discussing that with
them. Okay, good.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Let them know if they want to act like a Fortune 10 company.
Also, no. Go for bunk cubes and nap time. Mm-hmm. Nap time. That's the dream.
I work with lawnmowers. Yeah, no, it's pretty loud there. Yeah. Most days.
If everything's working right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
All right.
Yeah, so I've been there for a little over a year. I do all sorts of different things. I am the principal software engineer. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was until I worked here. basically what that is I'm one of numerous people who are in charge of third-party applications as well as Toro homegrown applications.
Ooh.
So not only do I support outside
lawnmowers,
yes, you'd be surprised.
I would be surprised.
You would be actually.
You're a farm kid.
Yeah,
they use tractors, not lawnmowers.
Yeah. I'm aware, but like
well, some of them use lawnmowers. Well, so
not in South Dakota, they don't.
Go on.
They don't have lawns to mow out in South Dakota. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yes. The lands are pretty bad out there. I'll leave.
Anyway.
You got more scotch.
Congratulations.
So what I do is I support a lot of third-party applications, a lot of 3D CAD type stuff. In addition to that, I also handwrite many different types of, not just applications, but a lot of ad hoc reports.
I understand.
Oh, yeah, I knew you would.
We've had this conversation.
We have, yes. So I work with everything from, C++ all the way up to .NET, Cold Fusion, JavaScript, all sorts of different application environments. So that's what I do as far as my career. Outside of my career, I come to various podcasts and
drink their scotch.
Hour before realizing you don't know where the podcast.
Okay, that. Yes, yeah. I was looking for an excuse to point that to someone else, but no.
Nope.
That was a fun day, by the way. That was grand.
I believe it.
I should really drop this off. I literally got a half an hour away from my house and went, I have no clue where I'm going.
I mean, you knew the general direction because there really is only one direction from your house to pretty much everywhere else.
Right, right.
Yeah.
South, I'm going to pretty much all of your houses, so.
Yeah, if only you knew somebody and had their telephone number and could have asked.
If only he could have messaged numerous people who knew where I lived.
Well, but see, that would have taken the fun out of it.
Instead, he just turned around and drove home.
That would have. He didn't yes, because that's what I do.
He didn't want us to be the first to laugh at him.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That is totally fair.
That is his wife's prerogative.
Yeah.
Oh, and she enjoys that. She enjoys the shit out of that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, gosh, what else do I do?
I've heard that you're a member of Fearless Comedy Productions.
That may or may not be accurate.
A fairly new member.
A very new member, yes.
But not the newest.
No.
Really?
Second newest.
Yeah.
Already?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I remember this now.
It's mm-hmm. Is it previous guest?
Yes.
Small Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the newest. Correct. So you got to be the newest for like a week.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Right. Just, you know, in time to volunteer for Die Laughing.
Yes, that was sucker. That was a lot of fun. I had such a good time.
I am glad.
You did it the opposite way that most people do, which is that they volunteer and then they're like, you guys are nuts. I want in.
Yeah.
No, 2 feet, man. That's the way it works. Yeah.
Any different than that.
Right. I worked at the Renaissance Festival for 23 years. Jeez. I know only one way to do it.
Yeah.
Just go.
That's mm-hmm. fair.
Just do it. So, yeah, I mean, that was a blast. Die Laughing was just way too much fun. I sat behind that ticket counter, mm-hmm. the box office, sorry. I sat behind there, no clue what I was doing. But I had a big smile on my face.
And hell
I
yeah.
It's like, how you doing tonight?
You just described about 95% of the company, so well right. done.
That's everybody's job.
And
for Jenna's.
No, actually, especially me.
Oh.
No, my job, well, because Die Laughing has gotten so big, I don't know what people do anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I have a rough idea, but mm-hmm. I don't know how Silent Auction does. I just know mm-hmm. that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you told somebody to do it.
Fair I enough. Don't know how to box office. I've never boxed office for Die Laughing.
Oh.
I don't know how to do all of that stuff. I know
how
to... I
can show you.
No.
No, I really could.
He's doing it.
She does not want that.
Yeah. No. If I know how to do that, then I might have to step in for somebody, and then I won't be able to do the rest of my job of telling everybody what to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's a problem with too much knowledge for this job.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So, yeah.
Definitely. I get that.
Did you do anything other than box office, or just...
I watched a lot of the shows.
Yeah? Good. That's an important job, by the by.
And there was so much. I mean, it's...
It's like there were 50 hours of it.
Overwhelming, yes, but in a very delightful way.
Yeah.
You know, I walked out of there actually skipping to my car, partly because of the neighborhood we were in, but...
No, he didn't run to his car, he skipped to his car. It's that kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
See, I figured...
Was your car named Lou? Because that would be...
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I'm going to remember that for next year, though. I'm going to call off my car as I'm running to it. Yeah. No, I left at the time of night. It was probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I think, when I left. And when I left, there was some really kind of questionable people as I got down the street.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant in the theater.
Well, that was...
Yeah, but he knew those questionable people.
Oh.
Some of those questionable people.
I had never met any of them before.
Uh-huh.
We're never. Questionable, uh-huh. but also a little answerable.
Too. Less of a question mark, more of an ellipsis. Yeah. Yeah.
An interrobang.
See, when people are as strange as I am, I don't fear them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's when they appear from a great distance, because my vision isn't that good.
Mm.
So if I can tell from a great distance that they are... probably a little more off their rocker than I am.
Ooh.
I try to avoid them.
Yeah, no, I've got a line, and the line is me.
That's a good line to have. Yeah. That's definitely a good line to have.
Yeah.
But, I literally skipped to my car singing a song that I had heard during the show.
Sure. Was it a song that was stuck
song,
in your
gonna
head?
Get stuck in your head.
It's gonna get stuck in your head.
It's gonna get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
You guys are going to hate me, but it was Pen Behind the Ear.
Oh, I love Pen Behind the Ear.
Pen Behind the Ear.
How delightful.
Yeah, so as I'm skipping to my car...
You out-weirded them,
I did, and I kid you not, I got to the end of the block. They took one look at me and turned around and walked the other way. I thought, victory. You know, I'm good. So I got in my car and drove home.
Because without context for what that is, it's just somebody singing about a pen behind his ear and skipping. Which I would probably walk away to.
Yes, yes.
You walk away from me when I'm doing that, and you know what it is.
Yep. Because you're doing it.
Oh, that's fair. Tough, but fair.
I understand.
Yeah, but I got to see Ville again, which...
Awesome.
Of all the things at Fest, that's one of the things I miss the most. You know, because I haven't been down at Fest. Let's see, my wife, Ro and I, retired from Fest 2 years ago. So we're going on year number 3. And I come down for a day or two just to kind of help out at the booth because I can't give it up completely. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just not in me to do that. And, you know, Ro fully supports that. She's like, no, you've been there for forever. So, and that's one of the things I miss because every year I try to catch it at least a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to the last few years, you know, because we were so busy getting ready to sell and
right.
Everybody's very familiar with all the politicking going on down there. Mm. But that's what it was. So when I got to see, you know, I saw it on the schedule, I was like, oh, I am staying. I am not moving. And I sat in that seat. Because you, Bryn, and I, James, all sat in that area, and I stayed put. I didn't move for like 3.5 hours. I was there.
Fucking awesome. Yes.
And I loved it all the way through. I was
awesome.
Just in tears. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, good. God.
It was great. But yeah, the whole night was just, it was awesome. You know, so it's, I'm very excited for next year.
Yay.
All right. Yeah,
usually when you go to a comedy show of any sort, you're there for a while. And then you stand up and you go home and you digest it.
Hmm.
With Die Laughing, there's no...
There's just comedy stopping. At your
it's,
face.
It's like leaving the buffet.
Yeah. Instead of eating your meal and then going away, it's just sitting in front of the counter just continually spooning food into your face.
I should get more roast beef.
Yeah. After a while, you're just like, it's too much. It's too much.
See, I couldn't even get that because when I got there, I hadn't eaten all day.
Mm.
You know, I came right from doing what I had to do.
Are we still talking laughing. Metaphorically about comedy? Or
we could be.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you guess at that for a while.
Teppanyaki?
But I had shown up at Die Laughing. I hadn't eaten all day.
Oh, sure.
And so I told a few people, hey, at some point, you know, I'm gonna take a break and run across the street to
wherever
that was.
Hmm.
And I never made it. I never, I kid Aww. You not, I never made it because I, well, this is coming up in a half an hour. Well, crap, no, I got to stay for that, you know. Yep. Well, then this is coming up in 45. Well, that's, I got to stay for
that's
that.
That's my whole Die Laughing right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've learned to stream it from my phone so that I can eat.
God.
Don't do that to me.
It's like somebody actually schedules things so that there's always something exciting coming up.
Weird.
Yeah. Hmm.
No, but yeah, definitely fun. Definitely looking forward to next year.
Awesome. Good. Excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the workshop last week.
Yeah.
Helping you out with that. That was eye opening. I gotta be honest.
You had no idea how much theater there was in theater.
I never really had a reason to know.
No, fair. That's fair.
You know,
yeah.
The thing is if everybody's doing their job correctly, that's exactly the response you should have.
Yeah. No, I learned at that workshop I want to be a stagehand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Being a stagehand is kick-ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really want to do that. You
Absolutely.
Know.
Is stagehand or stage management?
I'll just say yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I really would, dare I say, go either way.
You know? Well, if only you had joined a company that would provide you such opportunities more frequently.
Right.
Well, we can discuss that later, but for now, we're talking about Fearless.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah. You know, good thinking.
I am pleased.
One topic at
a
time,
James. He's already just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yep. Started off fearless.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you got a lot out of the workshop.
I did. It was a lot of fun.
It was a last minute thing because we had somebody drop and I was like, well, I can talk about theater.
Yeah.
So.
And I pulled up there and I went, am I even at the right place?
I know, right?
Like, where am I?
It's a plumbing. What?
I mean, yeah. Community spaces get put in some weird places.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Yo.
No, awkward. I'm glad that you have that, still have that delight. And, like...
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the rest of us who've been doing
honestly,
this.
Honestly, and
unlike us founding members.
Who've been fucking... Ooh, jaded buddy. And shit like that, and now just grumble about it. But to be absolutely honest, no, you know what I mean.
I know exactly. 21 exactly. years at the fencing booth.
But
yes,
it's the same
I know
thing exactly when you have what a you're first saying. Year festie out there who's just like, oh, wow, you
you're just like, I'm glad you still
have that. Dress in costume every day, and you're like, you sure do, sport. Mm-hmm. But not those shoes. Fix that shit now.
Yeah.
Right.
That was Rose's job. Yeah. I'll be in the ring.
Yes.
Yeah. Good
Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's where I where I know Mav from.
Let's talk about fencing
booth. Oh, the
booth. You were in charge of that for 26 years. Or were you working there for that?
Well, okay, so I was at the fencing booth for 21 years full-time.
Okay.
The first six was as a volunteer slash...
Random asshole?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the entire fest hated
us. Then you became a dedicated asshole.
Then I became a dedicated asshole. Right. it was formerly owned by the fencing club at the University of Minnesota. And they used it as a fundraiser. And they had owned it since day one of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Mm. So it is the, my understanding, one of... several events that have been there since day one. I've never actually done the historical look up on that because I really could care less.
Take their word for it.
Sure.
Fest is a gigantic family that works together. If any one piece falls apart, everybody else feels it.
Lee Walker himself fenced the... I don't...
I understand this joke. Please don't explain it.
I won't.
Anyway,
so yeah, 20, you know, so for 21 years, I was there full time, owned it for 15, and I don't regret a single second owning it. A lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah.
There was a lot of financial obligations, obviously, that came with that. Being the type of event it is, it's obviously high risk.
Yeah.
And insurance companies are well aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they take full advantage of it, which is fine. You know, you know, so we turned it from a fundraiser for, you know, the U of M fencing club and turned it into a children's charity fundraiser. So we raised money for everybody from Make-A-Wish to Gillette Children to the, like, women and children's houses and stuff like that. We gave it purpose and we gave it life and we started giving it a reason to be accepted again down at Fest, because there was a really long time there the attitude about the fencing booth was just very sour. We were the troublemakers for a very long time, and rightly so. We were, you know.
I've met some of you.
I'm one of the guilty parties.
I know a few of you.
I've met some of you. Mav.
Yeah, I may or may not have headed up a few of those shenanigans, but I'll say I probably was.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I mean, we and turned when it you around.
Say troublemakers of the festies.
I know, right? Like, that's...
Well, when the lowest of the low look at you and go, that was low.
What is the cream of the crop, but opposite of that?
the dregs of the barrel. Inverse,
yeah.
No, but not the dregs.
When even anything happens and even the patrons go, did you check the fencing booth? That's when you know you've hit rock bottom. Ooh. So that was when the U of M decided we're done.
So you drove them out.
And that's
you
when
drove out the
educational thing, is it?
Right.
Well, lessons were learned.
Yep.
So that's when Ro and I went, oh, we'll take it. Yeah. So we did that for a really long time, and we loved it. We loved every second of it.
So were you part of the U of M fencing team? Is that how you got?
No.
Okay.
No.
So how did you?
I got How'd there you get through in? Cole.
Okay.
Was he on the U of M fencing
No.
Speaking of.
How did Cole get there?
That is a great question. You know what?
I think he heard someone there open a beer and showed up. My Cole sense is tingling.
It must have been a grain belt or a premium or something like that.
God.
Just he's sitting down at a picnic table somewhere and he goes, I need it.
That was a really good imitation. That was spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That was kind of creepy, yeah, actually.
It's almost
that
like
was...
you know him.
Known Cole for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Anyway. No, actually, well, so I think.
You knew a guy.
Yes, I knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a group of people, and they just said, yeah, whatever, yeah, come on in. So.
reputable.
And you were a bright-eyed young lad who was like, I want to work at a Renaissance festival and wear a funny costume.
Oh. Yeah, so interesting story there.
Oh, good. Go on, please.
So Cole comes up to me one day. Hey, you know, you should come on down. I work at the Renaissance Festival. Keep in mind, this was about the time when my ex-wife decided I'm done.
Mm. Okay.
I didn't know what she was doing for extracurricular activities. I quickly found out and looked at Cole and said, yeah, I'll take you up on that offer. Went down to Renaissance Festival, spent my first day literally just looking around.
Sure.
I said nothing. I talked to no one. Just sat on a hay bale and just watched. And everybody was asking Cole, what's up with this guy? Where did you get him?
Is he special?
They're not wrong.
Oddly enough, that was asked a lot.
They're not wrong.
Oddly enough or blatantly
enough?
I was trying to make myself feel better about the situation.
Don't. But,
no, okay. Good enough. Day number one, just sat there, just very, very stale. Just soaking it in, kind of getting an idea. First time I've ever been to one of these things.
Right.
Day number two, pulled out the debit card, and I went shopping.
Yeah.
I bought everything. Boots, doublet, which I still have. I still have the doublet. That's the doublet I wear. Bought that 21 years ago.
Wow.
Walked into, I can't even remember the name of the place.
Pterodactyl or Excalibur?
Excalibur. Thank you. Wow. 2 years. See what that does to a guy?
Jesus Christ.
Walked into Excalibur and one of the guys working there went, is that one of ours? And I went, yep. From a very long time ago. And he went, that's still in one piece? And I went, yeah. And you'd be amazed what I do with it. And I fence.
Yeah. Hey.
So, oh, I get it.
And we're all on the same page. Good. Sorry, I brought the braille.
I'm glad you got it. Otherwise, I'd make James explain it to you.
So you know how you had a date like this once? Mav has also had a date like that once.
Twice.
In the same night.
Shit.
With the same person.
And the same.
That might have been too far. I'm sorry. That was.
That's sick.
Dude.
What the fuck? All right.
I just work here. Sorry. So anyway, day number two, went out and bought all the, you know, all the gear, everything I needed, and came back. And I was told, all right, go out front and hawk. And this was back when we actually had enough people to do this. So I went out front, brand new pair of gloves from Excalibur, crossed my fingers, and just pretended like they were so new I couldn't get my fingers apart. Yes. I sat out in front of that booth for 2.5 hours doing this same gimmick. I cannot get my hands apart. I had kids pulling on each arm. I had adults walking by shaking their heads. From that day on, it was pretty much, Mav, you're part of the fencing booth now.
One of us.
Great. Dug my own grave. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Bought your own shovel, too.
Right? which they're cementing in a couple of weeks. So 21 years later, decided to sell and retired out to the cabin with my wife during the summers and the falls. And that is awesome. It is everything.
I believe it.
Everything I knew it was.
Uh-huh. Like when we were staying in the camper, I didn't realize that it was an option to not work at the booth while we were doing this. And this just seems... Like a great choice.
Well, Ro came up to me one day and said, guess what? I said, what? She said, we can be in a camper and not be at Fest. I said, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You've already lost.
Prove it.
Which part?
What's a camper?
I don't understand.
I lost you on camper.
Well, no, just no, the words you said were English, but in that particular order made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. So,
what I'm implying is, even though the words you said are all in English, in that exact configuration, ergo the sentence in which you uttered, I was pretending that it made no sense because the concept of not working at a Renaissance festival is, to me, anathema.
Got it. Got it. That's acceptable. Right?
I was really hoping for another go on.
Going with it, yeah. I blacked out about halfway through. That's
sure. Fair enough.
Yeah.
See, I've been doing the opposite direction, and I've been adding Renaissance festivals to my schedule.
Yes, I saw that. That's awesome, though. That is really awesome.
So apparently, there's an equilibrium in the universe. You leave the festival, and that means I need to take up your slack,
sucker.
Somehow I'm okay with this. Somebody has to take it,
be brave. You can do this.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah, we'll get through this together.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So aside from fencing booth, I am aware of one other super. Well, maybe not super unusual, but fairly unusual thing.
Can he blink with both eyes?
Also acquainted with
there.
Cole and Rue and Riga.
Okay, that was a really long night.
It was Cole, Rue, and Riga. It couldn't have been that long.
Well, okay, it was a short night, but it was a long series of events leading up to it. Sure.
Yeah. No, film things. You've been in films.
Film.
I have been in a couple of films.
Films?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A film a number of years ago called Average Joe, mm-hmm. where I was Average Joe, who was a super nice guy looking to date again. Of course, met up with a serial killer.
Oh, good.
Sure. Like you do.
As one does.
Like you do, yeah.
I had
a
date like that once.
Yeah. And then another one called French Onion.
You met a guy who started dating in cereal?
Yes. Hi, Salsa.
Don't smile at me.
I didn't kill anyone.
Yes.
Today. So far.
That is a lovely trophy. That really, really is a lovely trophy.
James made it for me because I didn't kill anyone and I needed a trophy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You deserve a trophy. You don't need one. You deserve one.
Yeah, she was like, I didn't murder any... This was months ago. She was like, I didn't murder anybody today. And Salsa was like, what do you want, a fucking trophy? And I was like, she deserves one.
Yeah. She gets one.
She needs one.
See, he made that so you wouldn't murder him.
If I do murder him, it's going to be with the trophy, though.
Nice.
Yeah,
irony.
We discussed this, yeah.
Yeah.
They wrote a song about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know how it went.
Oh.
So films.
Films, yes. And so there... Wow, that was...
I'm real good at this game.
We get there eventually.
I've got a lot of practice at this podcast.
That was a really big side road. That was interesting.
Yeah, we do that. Wow. It's kind of our thing.
French Onion was another one that we did. That was... I actually got to see Riga in a dress.
Yeah.
And it was everything I thought it was going to be.
The story of one particular scene from this movie I fucking treasure.
Should we just go see the movie?
Yes.
Can we find it somewhere?
I think so, yes. I think it is on Cole's website.
Yeah.
Yaffe Productions, I believe.
If it's anywhere in the world that we can put it on the internet, I will post a link to it.
Awesome.
Yaffe?
YAFI Productions.com, right, I believe.
We'll find this. We will find this.
Otherwise, I will absolutely verify that and and we'll get that posted. But
Rad.
So, yes, you know, a little bit of 48-hour competition type stuff.
I've done this.
So much fun. So much fun. Working with Colin Rue and Riga on a set is so much fun. It was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to doing more of that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good. And then you are also one of two kind hosts for 50-Hour Trivia.
I was about to say, I've heard that you trivia sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's
for
trivial.
50 points. Yes, every...
Get out.
We're not renting right now.
Come back and push buttons.
I tried to save him on that.
Salsa,
one.
Come back and push buttons.
We'll be right back after this.
No, Jesus.
Oh, I'm going to push the button.
Don't push. Not that button. Oh. Here.
I've been pushing buttons all podcast, I thought.
Have some scotch.
Yay, scotch. See, this is what happens when you piss people off. They give you scotch.
You're ugly. No.
And? Nice. Damn. Go on.
That's not insulting. That's just true.
See, I shouldn't have to go on something like that. No, I mean, that's just kind of self-explanatory.
It really is.
Not to a podcast audience.
No, they know.
They've met you.
An audio podcast.
TM, Becky Schmidt.
Becky Schmidt.
Yes, 50 hours of trivia
mm-hmm.
every year. Yeah. Fantastic. Great time. You, Salsa, should think about maybe partaking for a few hours on a weekend. I think you might accidentally get hooked.
You would severely get hooked.
Usually have something going on.
Yeah.
I have had something going on for the past every year this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's unfortunate. But yes.
I have gigs. What can I say?
And that's good.
I'm getting paid.
So are we.
Rented.
Well, A clown is a clown. Doesn't matter if it's rented or given. Doesn't matter.
Hmm. Like a Tijuana mule.
Clown mule?
I'm working on the Tijuana.
I think.
Oh, I'm always working on the Tijuana.
I think I'm going to. You had a date?
I'm not like sure either.
That? You had a mystery date like that once.
Oh, son That's of a bitch. Fuck
With
me.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. 50-hour trivia.
50-hour trivia, yeah. Yeah. Second weekend every February. Jenna, you're very familiar with that.
I may have been a part of a team that's come in the top 10 once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little shady over here. I'm going to grab a drink. And
Well, summer is coming, you know.
A couple of times.
Okay. Yeah. No, well, we have a smaller team. In, you know, in all fairness, I think
you're not a giant conglomerate.
We are not
all of the 18 million leftover teams just smushed into one gobstopper of a team.
We do have remote players, and I think our largest group of remote players is help me out, James. One.
Yes.
Okay. We do have one remote player.
Okay. Good.
So I think altogether this year we had. If we include part-time people, I think we had like 22 people.
That's not bad.
And we still placed, I want to say 17th or 19th. We placed 19th this year.
We were, number 10 or number 11 for...
We held number 8 for the first 33 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hit overnight
and
on
then
Saturday.
Somebody fell asleep.
You know what the difference between this year and last year is that Jenna wasn't competing.
That's true.
And that makes me feel like she might be the deciding vote there and that we should try super hard to recruit her.
What are you doing next February? The rest is up to you, James.
Fuck.
My work here is done.
Terrible at shit. Have you met me?
That was true leadership that he just displayed right there.
Yeah.
That's 21 years
old. That's why I don't know what the fuck is going on at Die Laughing.
Delegation right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
See, I could have just let Ro call you and say...
Oh, fuck.
See, you got off easy. You got off easy.
We did.
Oh, that's fair.
Buddy.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Sucker.
I have a feeling that I'm going to get a call from Ro, that somebody who's listening is going to like send her a text and be like, hey, can you call James? And she's going
to
go,
don't
who's
do that
James?
To her. Don't do that to her. You guys did that to me. I got countless texts and messages.
If they tell her to contact James, she's going to be like, James who?
Oh, she'll know.
Look, we're not telling people to do it. We're just saying that people might do that.
This is a terrible plan.
They did.
Oh, no.
They heard you.
We told people for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair
enough.
No, we absolutely did.
No. Yeah. No.
We're like, everybody pull out your phones right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mav's number is 555.
It's 320. No, I'm kidding.
320-555.
555, right.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta get the prefix in there.
You would have seriously enjoyed, Jenna. You would have enjoyed that comedy hour, that speed round. Do you remember that at trivia? The speed round?
Yes. Holy fuck, shit. That was so good.
What happened?
Everybody just closed. So at trivia this year, they had, it was a speed round, so it was 18 questions.
Okay.
And it was two questions every, I want to say 4.5 minutes, something like that. Anyway, it was a speed round, and what they did is they give you a little audio clip of comedy. Mm-hmm. And you had to explain what it was, what the title of the bit was.
Sure.
Between James, Cole, and myself, everybody had just shut their laptops. They would say the question before the question was even fully asked. Mm-hmm. We had the answer. Somebody was calling it in. It was so beautiful. It was just fun.
That is fantastic.
And we missed one. We missed one that whole hour.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
That was great.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
They found
this.
Your niche, huh?
They did, and then we sucked after that.
Yeah, I mean, we just like tripped on our own balls. But
that's why they were in eighth place for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In fact, I think right up to about that hour, because I think we all kind of crapped out right afterwards.
You were
after
like,
that, we were spent. We went out for a smoke and then had a nap.
We're done.
Yep.
We're done.
Yep.
Everybody wake up because we're going to bed.
Yep. Here's cab fare. Yep.
You gave him cab fare?
No, I got cab fare.
Oh, you got cab fare?
Yeah.
That was probably from me.
Yeah, some people get paid to arrive. I get paid to leave.
Aw.
Speaking of which, should we take a break?
I like breaks.
Sure, let's do that.
All right.
Give me a
break. Another break?
Give me a break.
I know.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm not any one of them. I'm Mav.
Oh, hey. Thank heavens you're
not. Oh, thank God.
Better. Yeah, be glad for that. Yeah. Oh.
I used the last of my Die Laughing cold press this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, what I had left over from Die Laughing has been sitting on my work desk. And whenever I would be sitting down here and my normal coffee would run out, my cup would be empty and I would be stuck in a meeting.
Switch to high octane.
Yeah, exactly. so I've been slowly working my way through it. And then this morning we had a all-day meeting. It started before I got to work and ended an hour before I left work.
Bad traffic or...?
It's a training because we're switching over a new.
You need to learn how to use that platform.
We have a new system coming, and we have, because I have to support it, I should probably know how it works. So it was, and same thing is going to be tomorrow. It's going to start before I even start work, and I'm just going to sit in training all fucking day. So I need some True Stone for that, because goddamn, that shit's boring as fuck.
So if you at home want True Stone, you can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 .com.
.com. Fill up your cart with delicious beverages, wonderful t-shirts, and handsome glassware. Ooh. And then as you check out, use the promo code...
Apropos.
I'm afraid it's pronounced apropos. And you will receive... we never pronounce it that way. So
right,
And you will receive 10% off of all of your purchase.
10%?
10%.
Bam.
Yes. And they will deliver coffee straight to your door with your name on it and the date that it was roasted, which will be recent.
So, but I'm not straight. Can they deliver it not straight to my door?
I mean, they have an area for requests, and possibly.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're probably going to be following the grid of roads.
Probably.
That's fair.
Yeah. So,
it's okay. My road goes both ways.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Mine has a four-way.
It's a stop. Four-way stop, James.
It's a controlled intersection.
God.
I think we need to yield on this one. And
the stop signs aren't green, are they?
I wouldn't know.
The ones with the yellow rims around them are optional.
Apparently, so is James.
Yeah, that seems. Story checks out.
It's a little James toggle switch. All right, so anyway.
Go on.
Coffee.
French roast, cool beans.
Jesus. Wow, that got weird.
Oh, which is different from every other time we've tried to
I'll take it.
God damn it.
Who are we going to blame next time when it's just us and we fuck
Mav.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm all good right. for it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All
right. Repercussion, butterfly effect.
Residual. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Ripples. Residual Mavness.
Mm-hmm. Residual Mavness is my new
Yes.
I want that on a shirt.
Salsa, I love how you looked at me first before you said it. Like, is she going to say it? Nope. I got this one.
Yeah.
Speaking of on a shirt.
Oh.
I'm going to plug something really quick here.
Okay.
So my festival season is going to begin in less than 2 weeks now.
Oh.
And holy so. Shit. Everything in my merchandise store online is on sale right now. And I have some new shit. I have new stuff.
Yay!
New shit.
Oh, first off, the Threadless store finally has stickers.
Rad.
Woo! So you can finally get stickers of Casimir stuff.
Nice.
They have duffel bags, which look fucking
sweet. Oh, fuck. They look so fucking good.
They look real fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Backpacks.
Nice.
And get this. Skateboards.
Wait, what?
You can buy a fucking Casimir the Hungry skateboard deck.
Are you? Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Nobody's gonna buy one. I don't care. It's in the store. It's a thing that exists.
It's still pretty fucking awesome.
It's fucking ridiculous, but so there is some new stuff out there. Check it out. Like I said, the duffel bags look really good.
Yeah, they do.
And the backpacks are also pretty fancy looking too. So I'm really happy with that. Check it out. And then go to a festival.
Yeah,
bring that stuff. Wear the t-shirt.
And we can check out that merchandise store where.
If you go to my website, sideshowcaz.com, click on the merchandise tab.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go look at a skateboard tonight.
Hey, all right.
You're not going to buy it. You're just going to stare at it.
I don't know. A big part of me really wants to be the only person who owns one.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can get just the skate deck.
Yeah.
You can get three levels of whole thing, you know, the cheap wheels and bearings and the okay wheels and bearings and the good wheels and bearings and stuff like that. Or you can buy the deck with hanging hardware.
Ooh.
So the sole purpose of buying it is to hang it up and display it. Like, that's a thing that exists.
Most of the things I hang up are like swords.
Yeah, me too.
Right? And I'm just like...
It was weird. It was like... popped up in the store, and I was like, I can do that?
Yeah.
I'm getting one.
Excellent.
So,
yeah, if it's your merchandise, are you allowed to ride it from show to show?
Is it like a tax write-off?
6-hour drive as it is. Yes, it would be, actually.
Excellent.
Because it would be promotional material.
Right.
Hey.
But it's a 6-hour drive. I am not skateboarding fucking down there. No. No. No.
On a scale of 1 to salsa.
On a scale of 1 to 5, it's fast.
Ooh, fast 5.
Fast 5.
That's right.
Yay. I really hope
that, that was my deer in the headlight look.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you catch that?
I did. I saw the antlers. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Deer antler velvet.
Oh, we have to. All right. I was going to do a different one, but I have to do this one because. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mud.
Mud!
Yay, Mud!
And the subject line is all about that Mav.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Would you say it's.
What a dick. I'll take it.
For the topic?
I'll take it.
And Mud writes, I heard from a little bird that someone is or was on AON. So I thought I'd make a Fast Five all about the man we all love.
Yes.
Accurate.
This pleases me greatly.
Let's get into this beast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let me take my
shoes. All right, hold on. Jesus Christ.
You better stretch.
Okay, here we go. Right. Oh, this
stretch. Hold on. Going into this cold, baby.
This could go really wrong. We'll find out.
Ooh.
Question number one. Mav or Cole?
I'm going to go... Who, let's see, of the two, who is, none of those are good.
No.
Like, everything going through my brain right now is like, I don't have an answer to that.
I'm going with Mav.
Cole laughs at my jokes. Mav just makes better jokes. So I'm going with Cole.
For that exact reason, I'm going with Mav.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I support this.
Yeah.
Mav, I support you.
Fantastic.
Okay, Mav.
Let's see. You know, only because I know myself.
Cole?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with Cole on this one. Yeah.
Like, the context might be, blank, you're in ring one, in which case you're totally correct.
Yeah.
Either way, I think I would be correct on this one.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yes.
Mav.
Oh.
Or Riga.
I'm kind of sensing a pattern.
God. God.
I have to go with Riga on this one. I love you, Mav, but I slept next to Riga for a decade.
Our
tents are right next to each other in the campground.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Right.
You can edit that part out, right?
We can.
No, never
mind. We're not gonna.
Never mind. It's Riga. Who cares?
I care.
I'm gonna go with... who's got the dumber accent?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's a hard question.
But I'm gonna have to go with Riga.
I gotta
one.
Go with Riga on that.
Yeah.
Which accent though?
Yeah.
Have you heard Borchek? I was gonna say, have you heard Borchek? No, because that's
Borchek
brilliant.
Borchek is the one
Borchek
that I'm thinking
is
of.
Clearly
Borchek.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Mav, because they both are consummate showmen in the ring. Mav makes me laugh on the way to the ring. I'm already cracking up as he's walking over there. So
the show starts before the cannon goes off in the morning. That's just my my take on it. You know what? Because I know Riga, I'm going to go with me this time.
All
right. Question number three.
Let me guess.
Mav.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, okay.
Right. Yeah. Or Mav. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, geez. God.
Dilemma.
Fuck.
Or... Llama.
Llama.
Llama. Right? Llama.
Well, unless you ask who's got the hairier ass. I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the podcast.
Wow.
Would you like
some
more
Okay, now
I'm
switching to math.
That's great.
Llama, llama, duck.
Hmm.
Come with Mav.
I'm going to go llama.
Hmm. I'm going to go with Llama. They're both very well appreciated by people who've met them, but llamas are more widespread worldwide.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Phrasing?
Final. Yeah.
All
right.
I'm going to go with Llama because I like llamas better.
Oh.
Okay.
More.
Better. I just never get to pick
what? More
llama.
Better.
What? More better. There we
more
go.
More better.
Way much more
I never get to pick llama. Like, we never have llamas in
that's
option.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. And so far, I've that's had fair. Three MAV options that's and true. Only one llama option.
Yeah, that's
so,
a lot of MAV.
That's fair.
That is a yeah, lot no, of MAV. I got to go with llama based entirely on that.
Yeah, llama.
I bet Ro would probably be going llama right about now. Tish, oh,
she doesn't know why she's saying llama at this moment, but she's going to ask you when you get home.
Yeah, I'm going to text
her
and ask.
Well, she's actually, she's going to ask you if you found the podcast is what she's going to do.
Well, he didn't immediately drive home, so.
Or he got stuck somewhere.
Too proud to come home right away when you couldn't find the podcast? Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Question number four. The king...
Ooh. Okay.
Or Mav.
Oh, I see
Mav.
What you did there. You just kind of, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
God.
Hmm.
Ah.
The context is going to be so important on
I
that one.
I know, fuck. Right?
I am so having words with Mud tomorrow.
Good luck talking to him over
which
his
one
own
wears?
Is,
which one wears?
He's not wrong. It's his funny.
Or... make a Mud Fast Five.
Oh,
yeah.
I am so on that. You will have that tomorrow yeah. before your training is done.
Yeah, sir, I don't know if you know this, but your name is Mud.
Anyway, you were saying.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say the context is who wears balloons better?
Oh.
And the answer is Mav.
Yeah.
Hmm. Intriguing.
Whose headwear is more impressive?
Oh.
Mav.
Still going with Mav?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, if you can wear a balloon, I'm just saying.
The king doesn't have a little cape on the
I am so
his.
Glad this is a podcast because yeah. people would see me blushing right now. I would just be...
Which one is a better fighter? I'm going to go with Mav.
Yeah.
Well, considering I was actually starting to train him a few years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the context is so important.
Yeah.
But it's
do you see what you've done to us John. All of these times,
yeah.
Mav?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still not sorry.
Yeah,
I'm still not sorry.
You shouldn't,
yeah.
for the record.
You should not be at all.
No.
In fact, there's probably more coming. Well, not probably. There is more.
Good.
Thanks.
I'm going to go with the king on this one.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
all right.
It's Johnny.
Wait, do we have four kings?
No, I would have, yeah.
One of hearts, one of clubs.
I'm diamonds. I got a massage at work today, bitches. I'm totally diamonds.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah.
I'm also going with the king.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, four kings.
Yeah.
Question number five. Mav or a toad?
I totally did not see this one coming.
They both.
Which would you rather lick?
well, okay,
don't
if we're going
lick,
with that one.
They both bump their asses when they hop.
Wasn't bothering you anyway.
That was just the lick, one or a few hundred times.
I've never seen a toad fence somebody on stilts while they were not on stilts.
Dude, that sucked.
It was amazing.
Sucked. Fun. Sucked.
I've heard tales.
Yeah.
I pulled muscles I didn't know existed.
Of your matrix-like moves.
Yeah. I might go with a toad because no one's going to be particularly bothered if I keep a toad in an aquarium next to my bed, but I think there might be questions if it's you.
I mean, not many. But there would be some.
Right.
I'm with Mav on this.
Like, what do you feed that thing? Occasionally.
Who jumps higher? And I'm going to say Mav.
Yeah.
Just because of the hay bales.
Absolute or, like, per body length?
Oh, absolute.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Just taller. He got more leg. Than a toad. Congratulations.
I'm gonna go with Mav on the last one just because.
Right. Yeah.
Just for the sake of
yeah.
it. All right.
opening up our second, and we have our context, and that is question number one, Mav or Cole. Jabba the Hutt has captured our heroes, and they have been pushed into the Sarlacc pit.
Ooh. Okay.
You can only save one person.
Aww.
Who do you save?
I'm going to say Mav because Cole isn't a part of Fearless. And as a staff member
You don't need him Fearless. For Next Die Laughing.
I need Mav to run my box offices.
That's good thinking.
So
I'm good for it too.
Mav is somewhat more useful to me than Cole.
If you want to go with the smart, well thought out answer, that's fine.
I do that sometimes.
I have gotten some pretty sweet promo footage out of Cole, so I got to go with Cole.
Yeah.
Damn. He's got a point.
I have that amazing picture of Riga and I.
It's going to be difficult to put up the platform without Cole.
Keep talking for a minute.
God. All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think probably still Mav, because then I think Mav would save Cole.
Loophole in it.
Yeah. I'm not choosing both. I'm choosing one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I see what you did there.
And, you know, I'm going to stick with my same answer of Cole. Yeah. Simply because that's just the kind of person I am. I will
Sarlacc already.
I will absolutely sacrifice myself to save somebody else. Just in my nature.
All right. Question number two. Mav or Riga. This pair is pretty funny together.
Mm-hmm.
But so was Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Okay.
Riga is Lucille Ball.
Who is the Lucy of these two?
Oh, that's totally Riga.
Okay, I'm really having words with this man tomorrow.
I'm gonna say Mav.
Really?
Mav, I think is the Lucy.
Riga would set Mav up, and Mav would go somewhere with it.
Yeah. All also, right. Because I've heard Riga's Desi Arnaz, and it's really good.
Also true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He has said Lucy.
Now that you say it, I have heard it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Riga and I actually made a bit out of it in the ring one day. We did the Ricky and Lucy fencing.
Damn it.
One day, and that was
Babaloon. Good.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Question number three. Mav or Llama?
All right.
Pets are great at times.
Oh.
Would you rather have Mav or a llama as a pet?
I can get wool from the llama. It's going to be really hard to sell those Mav sweaters.
Not as hard as you think.
Thank you. Yeah. And get out of my head, please.
Oh, these are so soft. What also, kind of animal did you get them from? Don't ask.
I could probably convince Mav to do the, you know, cook dinner or
right. Like that's. I feel like Mav would be a much more useful pet.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Again, it all comes down to how useful are you to me. And
every so often, while you're up, get me a beer.
Although, llamas are just going to spit I can't.
Well,
yeah, but when you spit at me, it's for.
I don't know. No, I'm not.
Don't do it.
How could that have been too far?
No.
Nope. Fuck it.
No. No, spit on me and call me dirty.
I've got.
All right.
Ew. Damn
it. I hate that he's in control of the questions over there. He's going to milk this
Why did we let him have control over anything?
I could have been gone now, but you told me to come back and push the button.
That's true.
Fact.
Question number four.
Yeah?
Mav or the King? Would you rather have Mav or the King as your sidekick in a dance-off?
Oh.
Oh, I am all about that.
Hmm.
I want the two of them to have a dance-off, and I will just watch and judge. I know it's not an option.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
I feel like the king would be too stiff. He's too formal, too stiff, whereas Mav would just fucking go for it.
I absolutely.
We've danced.
Careful.
Yeah.
I'm careful.
We've danced.
Yes, we have.
I have actually seen the king dance off his stuff because he's done it. Mm-hmm. And there is something that is very catching about having his regalness just like bust a move and then go back to regalness that is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Also, he's the king, so he has to win, right?
Oh, shit.
So if I'm going to have a sidekick,
that's a solid.
I'm going to go for the ringer. Sorry, Matt.
All right. But
no, I get it. I get
feel
it.
Like I got to switch to king on this one.
I get it. Yeah. But fencing booth, No, I'm there to compete.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Question it's just number that the king wins because he's the king.
Well, yeah, but I'm still there to compete.
That's fair.
Question number 5, Mav or a toad? Which one are you more likely to get warts from?
Oh, that's a toss-up. I don't. You know.
Do you actually get warts from things? I thought that was a wives' tale.
That is a wives' tale. That is a wives' tale.
Mav.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
That is also a wives' tale, but that one does carry some fact.
Yeah, but that's like your wife. Your wife. That was telling
us. Well, yeah. So. Okay. Let's not cloud the issue with the facts.
All right.
So, Mav, we're all agreed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much to Mud for that Fast Five. Yeah. We all appreciate it, except for Mav, who is going to have speaks with you.
Oh, well, we'll have words.
Oh my.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain just the five choices, and then the second email, repeat those choices, and then provide the context so we know what the fuck it is that we were choosing about. Who has a shout-out?
Oh, I do.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you to businesses that are open on Easter.
Because you
save my bacon pretty much every year, and I'm almost never the person who's making the food. But like Perkins, you had pie. Thank you.
Nice. I was actually gonna give a shout out to Discount Easter Candy because fucking Discount Easter Candy. Oh, it's like Easter candy, but cheaper.
It's a real fucking it's wonderful. Good plan. It's
fucking wonderful. Mm. And my candy bowl is full right now.
Holy shit, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I could wade in that thing. I won't.
Did you find the little Japanese candies I hid in there for you?
No, not yet.
The little pear ones? You're going to love them.
I'm so excited. Holy shit. All right.
Yeah. They're green, so I use them as the grass.
Okay. I have a mission. I have a goal.
Okay. So yeah, discount Easter candy.
Salsa or Mav?
I do have a shout out. I have a shout out to anybody who has had to deal with the loss of a family member or loved one during the holiday season. A lot of people may or may not know a old time boothie passed away last week. Norm Dibble, Daddy Dibble. God. You know, such a great, warm human being, and you know, but his family right now is obviously dealing with a lot, and you know, they did it over the holidays, and they came out on top. You know, they're just the type of people who just keep going. So that's my shout out is anybody who's had to endure that through the holidays. It's tough any time of year, but more so over the holidays.
Well. Shit, now my shout out's gonna be real flippant. And
it was to Crowbars, but now he's gotta change it to something.
I know, now if it's not at least sort of heartfelt, I'm just gonna sound trite and.
Well, they know you have no heart.
We all know you're trite, it's fine.
Also true. I wanna give a shout out to the weather.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
It has been upper 60s and overcast, which is exactly how I like it.
Fuck yes.
I hate it when it's too hot, and I hate the direct sunlight. But when it's bright outside and not too hot, just like sweater weather.
Holy shit, do we agree on something?
I don't. What?
Mav, I'm scared.
I mean, you're both wrong, but.
I swear I saw this on a Netflix show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that didn't end well.
Oh.
That's probably
true. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. No, this spring weather has gotten me pretty happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is definitely nice weather.
It is nicer than it was, but it could be about 10 degrees more with more sunshine, so, you know.
Yeah. See, I'm okay with this. I'm with you on this one, Salsa. I'm okay with this, because this is that time of year I get out to the cabin and start, you know, building stuff, and it's hard to do when it's 95 and...
Just, you're sweaty and
you can have a fire at night.
And,
you can always have a fire at night.
I can't.
You're bad at life.
I mean, you can have a fire, but you have to stand 20 feet away from it, because otherwise it's... Ugh.
No, you're all wrong.
I treasure you.
That's probably
when I'm not working
best.
On stuff, I'm on your side.
All right. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to just, like, curl up into a little spot of sunshine and just catnap.
I like to do that in the air conditioning.
Nope.
In the basement.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Who's got the show to plug?
I don't have a show, but I do have auditions to plug.
Do tell.
This Sunday and Wednesday, I have auditions happening for Wilhelmina and Theodore's Extravagant Victorian Travels. It is the Fearless Fringe production that is going up, and I'm producing directing.
So love the idea.
I have three incredible writers working on it. Should be finished today, maybe. And it's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, but Victorian.
See, that tickles me.
It's gonna be outstanding. Oh my God, my writers are so good. They keep getting back to me with like little bits and pieces. There's the references to various things. There is a pun that I appreciate.
Oh, what?
I know. That's how good these writers are, you guys. It's Duck Washington, Eric Thompson, and Megan Slauson.
Well, that explains
are my writers, right?
All right.
Yeah. Come audition for me. If you go to easiest places to go to Phyllis Comedy Productions on Facebook and find the Wilhelmina and Theodore's auditions thing there, or MN Playlist, will get you to the Sign Up Genius for signing up for an audition slot. Otherwise, we do take walk-ins Sunday evening. So,
and we will link it in the show notes.
Give that again.
Linky. MN Playlist. Like, there's MN Playlist has it, or, like, I can't give you the full link.
Okay.
It's forever.
It's
one of those.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. I don't have all 56 characters memorized. The show only has 6 characters. Yeah, so come audition for me. It'll be a good time.
Do that.
Awesome.
Fun.
Anyone
Fun.
Else?
There is a Ville show coming up.
Oh, yeah. Are you in it?
I'm not. Which means I get to watch and enjoy.
Oh, my God. My daughter is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Jessa, I'm sidetracking this podcast for just a
that's
second.
That's the word around the urinal.
Yeah. So Jessa is a part of Villification Tennis. She is not in this coming show. The show that they're doing this Friday is the 90s tribute. It's Whatever Man. It's the 90s tribute, Villification Tennis. And to support this, a bunch of vilifiers in the show and not in the show are changing their profile pictures to them in the 90s.
I saw some of those.
My daughter was born in the year 2000. So her profile pic is an egg with a little sperm trying to weasel its way in. And goddamn, that girl is hilarious. Also, that is accurate. That did in fact happen in 1999.
Damn,
so
I hate it when
job.
People are funnier than I am.
Oh, God. Well, she does it to me all the time.
I got used to it.
Little shit.
Well, you would have to. And
So, Yeah, anyway, vilification tennis this Friday.
And then Saturday and Sunday, Fearless members are leading people on art tours in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And I'll get the link for that provided to Salsa. It'll be in the show notes.
Do that.
Yeah. So you can go hang out with Fearless members as they walk you around, tell interesting facts, and entertain you. Yeah. And you see some art.
Art.
Right, just like that.
Yeah,
you have Salsa seal of approval. So let's go.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
Less than 2 weeks from now, the first weekend in May, I will be at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska at the Bellevue Very Farms.
That's the one we like, right?
I mean, it's the one I like.
Okay, yeah, there's good. The Nebraska Renaissance Festival, and then there's the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska. Yeah.
Renaissance Festival of Nebraska is the one that I like.
Yeah.
I will be there one weekend only, and I will be doing the swallowing of the swords and the mm-hmm. fire and the nails and the all that.
Very unlike the March of the Penguins.
Shit that I do.
All the awesome.
Stupid shit that I do. yeah. You should check it out.
Red. Thank you.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice. All right. Thank you so very much to all of our listeners for listening to this show. Thank you for Mav for writing in a fast five. Thank you to
Mud for writing
Mud. Wow. It started with an M, so it was three letters and started with an M. Whatever.
As long as it never happens to an M.
No. Mav also sent in a fast five, so thank you, Mav, for sending in a fast five. Excellent. We just didn't read it today.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fair.
Like I said, as long as it never happens in bed.
Thank you to Mud for sending in a fast five. Thank you to Mav for being our very special guest.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
On behalf of me, myself, and James and Jenna, yes, I said myself twice. Fuck you all. I'm that important. Thank you so very much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.